Friday the 1st of August, and it is 11:15 p.m. This time for my podcast, it's going to be a little bit different. We're going to have a different sort of format for it, and we also have a very, very special guest, my wonderful girlfriend, Jessica. Hello, Jessica. How are you?
I noticed you loved up the beautiful part this time.
We did a thing before where I said she was all beautiful and stuff, and she totally disagreed with it, so I decided, well, fine, I'll leave that part out. But she is beautiful. I'm probably going to post pictures of her at some point.
Don't let him lie to you.
All right, so we are going to kind of talk about different shit today that we don't normally talk about. Well, I don't normally talk about. And the first thing I want to talk about, I know, I said to Jessica, well, Jessica said to me, we're going to talk about geocaching, or caching, if you're American, first. But the first thing I want to say is the weather in New Zealand, where I live, absolutely fucking sucked yesterday. But I had a day off, and I got to talk to Jessica most of the day.
Yay!
Yes, as you can tell from the yay, she was quite happy too.
I was.
It was good, because we don't spend that much time together, because we're in an online relationship, you see. And I think it's a very successful online relationship, wouldn't you, Jessica?
So far, so good.
Mm-hmm. What is that in the background?
I believe it could be the garbage man, but I'm not too sure. Unless you want me to get up and investigate.
It's all right, listeners, don't worry. She's just got the garbage man there. I don't think there is a podcast I know of that you can hear a garbage van pulling up. That's
hey, you're special. What can we say?
We are, exactly.
Indeed.
What's neat?
I don't know.
Okay.
Are we winging it?
Jessica's a bit shy, so she's just kind of winging it today. But we'll get back to the scheduled stuff now. The first thing I would like to talk about is geocaching. I'm going to call it geocaching. Americans seem to call it geocaching because they're lazy fuckers. Present company excluded. Present company excluded.
Damn right, buddy.
Now, for those of you who don't know what geocaching is about, it is a sport, I guess, where you use GPS coordinates to find little treasures that are hidden around parts of the country. And you can look them up at geocaching.com, and you can search by your region, your state, your city, and it will give you a GPS coordinate. Now, it is quite an expensive sport to get into, because you have to buy a GPS receiver to type the coordinates into. Some people use Google Earth and a laptop. I've heard of that being done. But it's something that I'm getting into now, because I think it would be fun. I mean, I'm not a big walker. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's mainly it's a walking thing. You can do
question.
It.
Question.
You've got a question? Yes?
Yes. Why do you consider this a sport?
I don't know. I'm not really sure why people consider. I don't consider it a sport so much as it's like a
hobby.
Yeah, it's more a hobby than anything else.
Because, you know, I don't see the sport in, walking all over God's creation looking for some junk.
But that's the thing, though. It's not junk. It can be all sorts of little collectible things. It can be just little fun things.
Silly. It's going to be junk.
It's not necessarily junk.
If you say so.
See, I will take you geocaching, and you can see for yourself. It's not always junk. It's
all right.
It's fun stuff. Plus, you like walking anyway, so you'll be fine. Don't cry.
I'm not crying. I just don't see how it's considered a sport.
No, neither do I. I never said that. See, we're debating already. This is going well.
Indeed. Onwards.
Onwards and upwards. Now, I know I said I wouldn't mention it. I know.
Oh,
Everyone.
Lord, here he goes.
It's the
It's the
iPhone.
iPhone.
The iPhone 3G, and every tech person who's a subscriber to this podcast is screaming at me right now, please don't mention the iPhone, because every other podcaster has talked about it, and I didn't want to, but damn, I mean, don't you just want a fucking iPhone?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Sadly enough. Although it fucking blows that you have to have AT&T to get it because AT&T blows monkey ass.
That is
Thank
true.
you.
I think, hopefully in the future, more providers will offer it, but at the
I
moment.
seriously doubt that.
I see, I don't know much about AT&T. Are they pretty much the main player in terms of phone technology in the
I'm not
States?
sure. I thought it was pretty much Verizon, but apparently AT&T likes to have drop calls.
Okay.
Drop calls are fucking awesome.
What?
Fur dog.
What are they exactly?
Drop calls? When you lose a signal?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Oh, I see. I see.
He's caught up.
Yeah,
He's not gonna click on the uptick sometimes. He's a little slow. And yes, I just tripped over my words. Move on, Stewie.
I wasn't even going to comment.
Are a little snicker told on you.
It's fine. Don't worry. It'll be all right.
I have verbal fuck ups, people. Get over it.
We both do. That's why we make such a wonderful couple, a wonderful team.
Oh yeah. Fucking awesome.
Awesome. That's exactly right. And as you can probably tell by Jessica's words that she's using, this is definitely an explicit podcast. Do not play this in front of your 2-year-old kid who's going to
Yeah,
be.
because I like to say the words like cunt.
I don't know how to respond to that, and I'm sure everyone who's just downloaded that is just sort of going, "Oh my God, did she just say that?" Yes, she did.
Yes,
Trust
she
me,
did. Get over it.
she says it far too much.
He doesn't like it, but I love the word. It just rolls so nicely up the tongue. Cunt.
What am I going to do with you, woman? See, this is like, the worst ever tech podcast crossed with Married with Children. The only thing missing from this is us with like a bong, you know? We need to be sitting in front of a bong doing this
I
thing.
got a bong.
Hey, there you go. Maybe that'll
Ain't got
happen.
nothing to put in it, but you know I got one. I told you, Stewie, this is going to be a disaster. You didn't listen. Although I think we amuse people. We're pretty amusing sometimes.
I'm
Actually, they're
hoping.
probably going to hear this and say, oh, fuck no, I'm not listening to this. Delete.
Hopefully, the few remaining listeners and subscribers that I've got are sitting there giggling their asses off, thinking, what are these two on? Jessica is on nothing because she has nothing to
Sadly
do.
enough.
And I'm on cigarettes. Go
I'm
me.
quite sober at the moment, which is a very scary thought.
Now, Jessica, you wanted to tell me and the listeners about a book that you've been reading, a book series, even. Please.
Actually, it was more the author, but all right, we can go with that.
Okay, so tell me, who's the author and what's she done or he done? I don't know.
It's a her, you dipshit.
Oh, okay. Well, what has she done and what?
Well, there's two different series. There is the Anita Black series, which is my first and foremost love right there. I love that series. It has 17 books in it so far. It's a very
Seven.
long series.
And what are some of the what's the highlights of the series so far that you like?
Oh, well, there's a few different ones. There's murder, and there's blood, and there's vampires, and werewolves, and rare lions, and tigers, and bears, oh my.
And
And
sex.
shh, man on man sex. Huh.
Well, you just can't have a book without that, can you?
No, you can't. I like the way she just. That was annoying. Anyhow, moving on.
So, Would you, what sort of audience would you recommend the series to?
Well, there is quite a different few audiences that might like it. If you like mystery, you might like it. If you like detective stories, you'd like it. If you like guns and weapons and killing, you'd like it. If you like vampires, you'd like it. If you like sex, you'd like it. If you like romance, you'd like it. She just blends all kinds of genres together, and it's awesome. Very good.
Very good. And what sort of storyline are we talking about? Just give me, like, the intro. What sort of thing are we likely to read if we wanted to read this book series?
Well, she's a vampire hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, executioner, really. That's what they call her, the vampire executioner.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, well, it deals with her getting into all this mystical shit that she didn't want to be in to begin with, but she also can raise the dead. She can raise zombies.
Mm.
She's an animator. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
That actually sounds quite interesting.
Did she ever pick up a book, but still.
I was just about to say, I'm not a big reader. I'm really not. I'm actually looking into a website called audible.com, which is audiobooks that I can put on my iPod because I'm too fucking lazy to read.
But my author name is Laurel K. Hamilton, and not only does she write books, but she also does comics. But the comics are based off the books that she writes. Well, the Anita Blake series, which is actually pretty nifty.
And
if you don't like long books, you don't want to start the series, because they go up to like 600 and some pages.
Uh-huh.
But at the beginning, they're kind of low pages, like 300 and some. It ain't that bad.
Now, doesn't she have a website that you can go to, or like a MySpace account or something like that?
There is a MySpace and a website. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's her MySpace address?
I don't know off the top of my head, actually. Hang on, I'm looking.
What about the web? Oh, no.
I don't know that off either.
it's okay.
Well,
folks,
she's on my top favorite people on my MySpace, so I'm getting there.
You're getting there. Cool.
The Laurel one, that's just really about her, is www.myspace.com/LaurelKHamilton.
Very good. And is that how many R's and how many L's in that?
There is. It's LaurelKHamilton.
Very good. So now, all of you people go out there and add her as a friend on MySpace, because I know all you geeks out there have MySpace. Everyone has fucking MySpace now.
Word. It's a geek zone.
It is a geek zone. And I have to say, I'm a little bit disappointed. I recently got a new MySpace account, and I see they've got a whole bunch of applications that you can put on your profile, which I thought was cool. I put the Guitar Hero one on there. But I think it's starting to get a little bit like Facebook. A little bit too much like Facebook.
Oh, what's wrong with Facebook? It's fucking awesome.
I know, but I mean, MySpace was like the king of everything. I mean, Tom did such a great job on the website.
But wasn't Facebook before MySpace?
Yeah, it might have been, but the two were entirely different to begin with.
Wasn't Facebook mostly for like schools and colleges and shit like that?
Yeah, it was. That's how it started out, and that was the only way that you could contact people was through people that you knew at school and stuff like that. You couldn't add people that you knew from like different messenger clients and stuff like that. But now you can add anybody. So I mean, we need something new.
I like MySpace. I've recently been coerced into joining that fucking Mobsters, the application. Because that dumb bitch would not shut up till I joined it, but it's actually pretty addicting, even though it kind of sucks.
Aha. You've been hooked. You're screwed.
I get hooked easy on things, though. I get obsessed for them there a while, and then I just kind of say, oh, fuck this, I'm not doing it no more.
Oh, well. See, now, that's one thing that I haven't got into, the whole mobster thing.
Well, you're going to, because I'm going to make you. Thanks.
Oh, great. Oh,
I've already sent you an invite on your other MySpace account, so be happy.
Great. Now I've got to look at that again. Damn. The other thing that I wanted to mention is a website. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Twitter.com. Have you heard
Twitter.
Of it?
Twitter. No, yeah. I haven't heard of Twitter.com. What the fuck's it about, buddy?
Simple, really. It's the simplest ever thing. It's a website where you post little updates on what you're doing, and you've only got like a character limit of how much you can type, and you can type 140 characters, and it's so simple, the concept. I mean, and it sounds so boring. Why would you want to tell people in 140 characters or less what you're doing right now? But it is so addictive.
Shit. Is it now?
It is.
Twitter, what are you doing? Oh, there's a little birdie.
Yes.
It has a little birdie on it. It's cute.
Yes. Yes.
Yes!
You should.
I love the way you say yes.
She seems to like things that I say. I don't know why, but she's just a little.
Because I love his accent. It is very hot. It turns me on, baby.
Does it?
Yes.
And everyone out there, all you little geeks who just got an erection, put it away.
I'm sure they didn't, sweetie. Because you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's very what?
She's very much taken.
You sure about that?
I'm very sure.
Well, that's very good. But no, I'm sure they didn't get an erection. They probably withered and died with that comment.
I'm sure they didn't.
I'm sure they did.
No.
You know, sure.
See, we have to admit something here. Well, I do. And this is really going to throw the geek community completely out of whack here. We're both quite sexual people, so.
Excuse me. We?
No.
You're the corrupter of this relationship, son.
Yes, but, yeah, no, this girl is not well behaved. No.
No, I like to say dirty things.
She does.
Indeed.
Yes.
You ought to heard me before we got on here. I was being pretty filthy.
Yes, exactly.
It might happen randomly later. I don't know yet.
But if it does, I'll let you know. All of you.
No, you won't.
It'll be our secret.
Yeah, alright, yours, mine, and the whole world.
See, isn't this amazing, Jessica? Everyone that is subscribed to my account is going to listen to this, and
they're going to think, them fuckers are fucking absolutely nuts. They're cuckoo for Cuckoo Puss.
But they're going to subscribe.
They ain't. They're going to say, this is fucking retarded and delete you. Bigger than shit.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We could have our own little morning show, son.
Hey.
Stewie and Justin McCut in the morning.
I don't see a problem with this. If you're up
I
for
don't.
It.
No.
I'm totally.
I don't think I could do this regularly.
Oh, why not?
Because eventually I'd run out of shit to say.
Well, speaking of running out of shit to say, we're almost approaching the 20-minute mark, so I reckon that would probably be a good point to cut this off.
Oh, really? But we don't get to talk about fucking being an ass.
I have no words.
You can edit now if you want.
No, I'm going to leave that in. I'm going to leave that in.
No, you ain't.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, everybody, you just heard what you think you just heard. She told me to fuck her in the ass.
No.
I haven't actually done that yet. I've come pretty close, but I haven't got there yet.
Close, but no cookie.
Very close to the cookie.
No. No, not very close to the cookie.
Very, very close to the cookie. Maybe we should turn this thing around. Let's do a sex podcast, Jessica. How about that?
How about we don't and don't say we did? Thanks.
Hey, excuse me. Who's the one that said fuck me in the ass?
That's only because you thought it'd be cool to say, I know how you think.
Do you now?
Indeed. Like, right now, you're thinking about coming in my face.
As I said to all of you listeners, 20-minute mark is probably a really good time to cut this off.
Exactly. I knew I could get you to cut it off somehow. If not, I got some more shit I can throw out at you.
No, I think...
This is him signing off.
I think that is probably all we have time for today, folks, and I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. Have you got any final messages for the geek community that's now been brainwashed into sex?
I think you should run very far away from this podcast as fast as you fucking can. Thanks. Goodbye.
It'll get worse before it gets better, but I
Yeah.
am going to end this podcast right now, and I will update it maybe in a week or so, something like that, maybe less, maybe another one tomorrow, because Jessica is off tomorrow, so we will see what happens.
God help you. So sorry for y'all.
All right, that will be it for now. Goodbye, people, and I will talk to you later. Say goodbye.
Oh, bye. See y'all later. Have fun.
All right, bye-bye, people.